just wanted to say a shtick like dumb. I was going down the steps here. I met a bocher, choshve bocher. Told me that this week it's not negiah to him because he doesn't eat fish anyway. So I just wanted to be magdim that is the Indian to eat fish in Shabbos. Is the Indian to eat? Why we eat fish in Shabbos? Why we eat fish in Shabbos? So one reason, stam, fish was as if he boso dogim. It's gishmake zachen. And what is the gishmake zachen? We eat this in Shabbos. So a person that's not gishmak to him, it's not mechuyev to eat. It's not deemed to mitztayer in Shabbos. But there's a lot of reasons to eat fish in Shabbos. One of the reasons, Shaitan Sforim, you eat fish in Shabbos because Dag, the gematria is 7. We know that the Shemes, the Dag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the name Dogim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemem HaMibrocha LeDogim. Dag is HaKadosh Baruch Hu given the Shem Dag. Shmo Gorim. Another reason we eat a Dag in Shabbos, Dag is the only zach that we allow to eat all of it. In a chicken, we don't eat the blood is also, the dam is also, in an animal, the chaylev is also. Dag, me es das in ganzen. You allow to eat the ganze dag. Me es das in Shabbos. Another reason me es the dag, me melod of Shabbos is shleimus. Yom Shikulei Shabbos. The ganze Woch. Amol yeah, amol nicht. Shabbos, we want to show Shleimus, we need the fish. Another reason state in Sforim we eat the fish in Shabbos is every behemoth, you shecht in the behemoth, sometimes it's treif. The shechita doesn't work out. If it dies, you're not allowed to eat it. We have shecht in das. We have to check the reyes. Fish, if it's a kosher of fish, you eat it. We want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to make our kids Shleimim, Shabbos is man Oymes Tamir Chachomim Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos. Shabbos is man Pri V'Revi'e, as they state in the Gemara. So B'meila we eat fish to show we want Shleimus. Also state Madogim in Ein the Yud Gula Roiv Bekerev Ha'oretz Madogim Shebeyam in Ein Ara Shalet Bahem Kach Klal Yisrael. So all these reasons, chutz from the reason of Bikabore, people eat fish. So if someone take a can eat fish, ich hel yelem steine. Aber stam, so get a fish that you like. Aber the greatest Indian is to eat and fish in Shabbos. Mele dach tzach mirtz Hashem for now on, it was an yolo gehatzem. אבל לא מגיע איצר תדע הלוכה. איזה הלוכה אין שולחון אורך, שולחון אורך, it's in twice, it's in ירודי אין צימן קופטת זיין, סעיף בייס, צורך להיזהר שלא ילכו אל בוסור ודג ביחד, מפני שקושה לצורס. צריך להיזור של הלכות בוסר ודג יחד שהוא קושה לצורס. זה גמור אין פסוך עם האנבוב, קושה לרכב ולדבר אחר, זאת רשי מהי דבר אחר צורס. Why it's קושה לצורס? In Sforim state, fish come from the water. The animals come from the yabosho. If the two tchunas of water and yabosho mixed together, the male it causes צורס. I'm going to force him to say, because the fish has tchunas a yoid that makes a person cold. And meat has a lot of fat that makes warm, the male is a sakone. I just want to mask before we start. Amola ha'ma'oretz gefregt mir. As, how you could say, how Chazal say, how do you see if this man has it's dangerous or not? We know not to eat fish and chicken together, fish and meat together. We know it's dangerous. Chazal tells us if you eat fish and meat, you get tzoras. So why we don't have tzoras? Because everyone is makbid. Gefregt mir da me'oretz, aber I saw the friars, the goyim, they don't know the halacha. and they eat fish and chicken, and I never thought they got tzaras. So what are you telling me? Now we're going to learn all halachas to wash your hands in between, to wash your mouth, all different shittas and all different halachas, what do you have to do in between the fish and the chicken? And then said the Shulchan Aruch, kosher tzaras. So he wanted to be apikoyos mikoyach then. So I told him a pashta teretz. This is the emes. Lama zogin, grass. If a person will eat grass, a whole kilo, he'll be sick miyad. So in a kasha, the cow eats grass and goldish happens to it. Nishkin kasha bichlal. It's kosher. A yid. A yid that is about mile it's mazik to him. So the people that are closer to Hashem, these are not poigim. People that are not close to Hashem, schwach, grobe menschen, that it doesn't make a difference. And it's taka as they. They're grob. We're not grob. You see Alamo, you see the goyim, they look much healthier, much grob. This is grobkeit. The Gemara says, Ateinem ateshes koicha shel adam. Klal Yisrael, we are the Hashem. No, nicht kein grobkeit. Als mit grobkeit, taka fish and meat stört nicht. Aber als mit nicht kein grob, sie stört ja. Now, so this is the halacha, lemaise, we'll see maybe another one sheet, lemaise, everyone holds this halacha. You're not allowed to eat fish and chicken together. It's nicht nur gaf, it's meat or chicken. You're not allowed to eat with fish together. So the Shulchan Aruch another halacha. Yilchoitz yodov ben basor ledag. You have to wash your hand in between the fish and the meat. And not only that, v'yechal pas shori b'nosayim, and you have to take a bread and put it with water or wine, k'dei lirchoitz pif. You have to wash your hands and your mouth in between the fish and the meat. Azei paskin Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeh and Kuf Tet Zayin, un azei paskin Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim Eichet, and Kufa and Gimel, Ben Bosor Ledogim Choyvo Litol Yodov Mishum De Kosher Davor Acher Vechamire Sakante Meisure Vechamire Sakante Meisure. So this is Shidas HaShulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Biz Zman Hazeh Hazeh Paskin HaShulchan Aruch. You have to wash your hands. Kum De Ramo. The Ramo is in Yeredeye. He's Metzayim in Orachayim, but he's in Yeredeye. Zog der Ramo, וכי נהגים שלא ילכו יצפה ולא הידיים. ומכל מקום יש לאכול דובו בנוסיים ולישטויס. דהבי כינוח והדוחה. We don't pass that you have to wash your hands in between the fish and the meat, אבל מכל מקום you have to eat something and drink something to have כינוח והדוחה. Okay, we'll get soon to the Seder, what is Kinuach Ve'adoche. But let me get first to the Ikar Aloche. So, Acheinu Asfardim, most of the Choshevei of Acheinu Asfardim, they might be to wash the hands, saying the Choshevei, I saw the Gdolim Shebohem. The Gdolim Shebohem are might be to Mekayim HaShulchan Aruch, with the Bis Yosef Paskins, Yosef who are Mashbir, they Paskin like the Bis Yosef, who are Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Paskin Alamod are stated in Bis Yosef, Zogin Esfardim, b'meile, the makpi to wash the hands and the mouth, tzvishin, fish and meat. Why some of them don't? Why some of them don't? What is that? We have a Ramo. They don't have a Ramo. So first they have to talk. Aber Sido, I see sometimes some of them don't. So one of the coolest they bring, because today people eat with forks and knives. The halacha in between milchiks and fleishiks, even if you want to eat, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to eat in the same meal, first milchiks and then fleishiks, then Medina de Gemara, you have to wash your hands. The Pri Chodesh Zog, that if you eat in forks and knives, you don't have to wash your hands. We don't pask in the Prichodosh. But the Gabi fish, some of them said that the reason, and some people say that this is even the reason of the Ramah, that why we don't wash the hands? Because we eat with forks and knives. Here was not a takone, it's hilchos sakone. It's not hilchos isur ve'eter. In between milk and flesh, it's hilchos isur ve'eter. And sakone, if it's not dangerous, it's not dangerous. This is one reason. But they say, if feed that, I saw about it yourself, and different people say that even the people that are making and that, but if they're busy taking out the bones from the fish with their hands, so then they for sure have to wash their hands. If these svarim are semich on the heter of the fork, so if you use his hands for the fish, this svarim will have to wash his hands. Another reason some of them bring to be semich is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Orach Chaim says, and this halacha that you have to wash your hands, zog the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah brings him down, efshar bezmaneinu ein sakone kol kach. The kama dvorim nishtanu ativim. Maybe in our days it's not so dangerous. Lemaisa, we're not semech on this Magen Avraham. No one will come to eat fish and meat together. All the poskim say not to be semech on this Magen Avraham. The Shavus Yankev is marich, Chasim Sefer is marich. The Taz zokt that fish is not bottle even b'shishim. If a drop of fish fell into a big pot of meat, Chamira sakanta nisuren, you throw away the whole pot. We'll go later to these halachas. Some people say, Betziruf, Siddur Magen Avraham, Betziruf is a fork. And Betziruf, the Ramah said, you don't have to wash your hands. This is the mocker of these Sfardim that don't wash their hands. But again, Gdeilim Shebaim, I saw myself, Gdeilim Shebaim, all of them get up and they wash their hands for Mayim Emtzoyim. They call it Mayim Emtzoyim. Rav Vosner brings down that even the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and his mishpoche is a minig that you wash your hands. There's a lot of choshev rebbes that wash their hands. So especially the ones that give shirayim with their hands. They say one of the reasons that in the tishim they will wash mayim and tzoyim, because they will makbi to give the inyan to give shirayim as dafke if you give it in your hands. So maybe these rebbes will makbi to wash mayim and tzoyim, can you dig more? And it's more gdolim that I heard, I never saw them myself, this is the reason I don't want to say the names, but I heard a lot of gedolim that in between us, Shechayim Ayoyim, they're makbi to wash Mayim Emtzoyim. Again, Me'ikar Adin, Medaf Nishnem Narob, Chumre Stam, Amadgish Mefurash, Echmenish Bichlal, Tzunem Nazar Chumre, but for the Sfardim, this is Yoyim. Now, one Mezach Be'etzem, and maybe this will be a shtikel kula for the Sfardim. If we were medayik, the loshon that we said over from the Shulchan Aruch, loshon of Shulchan Aruch is Yirchatz Yodov ben Bosor ledag. Choyvo, Bayos, in Orach Chaim, Kufa and Gimel. Choyvo lirchoitz ben Bosor ledag. Some achroinim came and said, the halacha to wash your hands, it's only in between meat to fish. Not in between fish to meat. And I want to shtickle Mesara Dazach. Because the shtickle Bilbo and Klal Yisrael of them. In the Orucha Shulchan state, the Maisa, most of the houses that I ate, maybe I'll say all of them, I saw the minig is, you wash your hands, they bring fish, maybe soup, and then the chicken. I never came to a house, they gave chicken and then fish. Zog the Orucha Shulchan, fish and then chicken. Some Achroinim learn that after meat, after chicken, it's very hard to clean your mouth. The reason Klal Yisrael has a minig in the Ashkenazim to eat fish and then chicken, because after the fish, you don't have to wash your hands, they're not so dirty anymore. How much fish? The fish is not so dirty. And it's easy, you eat something, you drink, it cleans out. Chicken gets all full of fat and oil, but then we have to be makpid on Mayim Emtzoyim. למעשה, the kitzur shulchan aruch and the kafachayim bring down, there is no difference meat to fish and fish to meat. And the shulchan, I would say the lashon, he says, ein oichlim dogim achar bosor, rak bosor achar dogim, shamati sheyesh mekoymes sheoichlim bosor achar dogim. The Hashulchan was a Rav in Nevada 100 years ago. He heard that it's vital places they eat meat after fish. Are there anyone in our places as matpid fish and after it meat? So again, La Locha Lemaise, no one was mekabel this psak. That is the issue to eat fish after meat. And if a person eats meat, he wants to eat after his fish, the same halachas. He will drink epes, he will eat epes, and then he's allowed to eat. There's no difference. So again, the halacha psuke is say fish and after it meat. Say meat and after it fish. Lefid esfaldim, you wash your hands. And lefid ashkenazim, it's enough to make a kinuach ve'adoche. We'll explain soon what says kinuach ve'adoche. So why take as a minig in ganz klal Yisrael? If not, this is the reason. If this is the reason, but we say we know in Paskin that this is the reason. So all of the Paiskis Manei who tried to find a meaning that Klal Yisrael made the system that you eat fish and then chicken. Why not fuck out? So they say the Moker is a Rambam in Hilchis Deyes. The Moker is in Rambam state, you have to eat the light things and then the heavy things. The Rambam Zot, chicken and then meat. Fish before chicken and meat. זה זה כדי רמב״ם. אז בהיר חסרפו, שתהיית עם רמב״ם, סדר האכיל fish and then chicken and meat. זאת אומרת, the reason that people have as a סדר, סיכות ניש, from this sheet that wants to say. זאת אומרת, I'm saying, even that some people are מקביד, לשתוק and eat some מקביד of them, and you can eat meat, eat something and eat. And you don't have to start to check, maybe there's apples left in your mouth. Even that it's not כשמר. Because we know why you don't eat milk after fleishiks. Because Chazal says, things stay in your mouth for 6 hours. So these people time it, these achoinim, if things stay in my mouth for 6 hours, and if I eat fish, I could get davar acher, the kitzur shulchan aruch, and the kafachayim say, is no chiluk. And I say, the reason our meaning is like that, it's not because of sakone, it's for other reasons. So we don't wash our hands. And a lot of Sfardim, we said, also don't wash the Semech and the Tzirufim. But, Zot Deramo, you have to make Kinuach Ve'adoche. What is Kinuach Ve'adoche? Kinuach is you eat a piece of Chale in between the fish and the chicken. Or do you eat, and you have to drink in between the fish and the chicken. You have a chicken soup, you have to do it before you eat the chicken soup. Now, it's minhag chassidim to drink yash after the fish. They drink a lechaim after the fish before the chicken. Yain sof. Why the chassidim drink a lechaim in between the fish? Okay, for sure, one of the reasons is, like this, everyone will remember, you see, people that don't have this minhag, sometimes you see they sit at the table and they come to the chicken and they never made a hefsek. But there's a bigger reason for that. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tet Zayin brings down, and the Ocha Shulchan brings them down, it's a tasis in Mayit Cotton, you're not allowed to drink water after fish. It's a sakone. After fish is a sakone to drink water. Are they passing Rabbi Akiva Eiger? A lot of the Rabbanim that I spoke to today, some of them, they learned that coke is like water. So the Meile, the minig was to be makpi to take a lechaim that is made either from whiskey, either from grape juice other than wine, this is not water. And then you drink. Lemaise, the best eitza is, if you eat, the halacha is you have to make kinuach ve'adoche. To eat something in between the fish and the chicken, and to rinse your mouth, to drink. It's better first to eat something and then to drink. So then, even if you're drinking water, it's not so chavul. Especially if you're not drinking water, if you're drinking soda or something, then it's not so chavul. And lemaise lekatchile, loshon haramo is, tzumachin kinuach ve'adoche. Kinuach ve'adoche. First kinuach and then adoche. Why? It's pashat azay. You make kinuach, you bite into bread, it cleans your teeth. Then you drink, everything goes down. But if you drink in the beginning when everything is stuck in the mouth, so the adoche doesn't help. The Pesach is going to say, but the other mistemeg you yoytze if you make adoche and nochdem kinuach. Aber lekatchila to be makbi tzamachim kinuach and nochdem adoche. So say, if you drink grape juice, it's not a shayla. But if you make the kinuach and then the adoche, it's beseder. Let me get weiter. Now, the halacha is not only that you're not allowed to eat them together, you're not allowed to cook fish and chicken, fish and meat together. It's an issue to cook them together. Now, here's a lot of minhagim, but I want to go into what's lemaise. Was a minhag, the tour brings down this minhag, and like this in Yekland, the Yekes in Germany, all of them were makbid on it, to have separate dishes for fish. Separate dishes for fish. Fish is a part of a dish. Fish is a part of a dish. The tour says, V'chein ani noyeg. I have a part of a dish for the fish. Why? They were makbid not to cook fish in a fleshik apat. Not to cook fish in a fleshik apat. If you're not allowed to cook meat and fish together, so azaydi basa b'cholov, even if there's no meat in the pot, but if it's a binyomoy, it asses. So they were makbid not to cook together. Lemaise, most of the poiskim, but all the poiskim, and this is the halacha achro lemaise, you're allowed to cook fish in a fleshik apat. If it's clean, even if it's a binyomai, it was used in the last 24 hours for meat, you're allowed to use the fish. You're allowed to use the fish in a fleshik apat and fleshik in a fish pot. But there's a big chumre, and there's a big machlekes here. Some rabbonim mamish aseret, and some rabbonim amekel. Lekatchile for sure not to do the following. If you cut the onions, the mushroom, and a fleshik a knife, you're not allowed to fry these onions with the fish. They have a halacha of fleshiks. It's very negah. If you have sharp fish, you're not allowed to cook it in a fleshik a meat. In a fleshik apat. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that his father, he had a grinder to grind the meat, and the same grinder they grinded fish. Today it's ready, you buy it ready. So how you grind fish? You take shtiklach with fish, you put a little bit carrots and a little bit onions inside. So the Stiper said his father was makpid not to do it. Because it's sharp, the onions become fleshiks from the grinder, and you're not allowed to put them in the fish together. So what his father did, he put the onions with the fish before already. But maybe they became not so sharp. Or he cooked them a little bit that they were not so sharp. And then he put them inside the grinder. What? In a pot of a pot, for sure. He cooked them in a pot of a pot. What? Yeah? Again, some rabbonim, even b'di'evet, want to answer it. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos holds that it's mutter to do it like Katchile. But the Meister of Vosner and most of the police can bring down not to do it lekatchile. But b'di'evet, the Iker Shita is b'di'evet if it's done, you're allowed to. B'di'evet if it's done, you're allowed to. Another halacha l'mashul, it's very nagea. If you fried fish in oil, this is also lekule alme. You're not allowed to fry meat in the same oil. And if you fry it, you have to throw away the meat. Well, not only that. We'll see soon what is a bigger problem. Now, the same halacha, if you have one oven, you're not allowed to bake in the same oven, zog the Rama, fish with meat together, even in two separate pans. Only if you cover one of them, and it's a big oven, then you're allowed to bake them together in the same oven. If not, you're not allowed to bake them together in the same oven. But b'zeach al ze, one after each other, you're allowed to. B'zeach al ze, you're allowed to. B'zeach al ze, you're allowed to. Now, what would be if a little piece of fish fell into a chicken? Could happen, one person is doing chicken, someone else is frying fish, and he took a spoon, and the mistake, a little drop fell inside of the meat. The tazokt, even if it's shishim kenege the fish, you throw away the whole meat. Sakona is not bottled by shishim. We paskin la'aloche that it's bottled by shishim. Now, it's a big shaila in the poskim. It happens a lot of times, Erev Shabbos. A person, a little piece of fish, fell into the chicken. But he makes a cheshbon, there's no shishim. He's allowed to add more chicken to make, so you have to throw it to the garbage. It's sakone. A little piece of the gefilte fish fell into the chicken. Also, the whole chicken is also. He says, okay, I will add two more packages of chicken. We bottle the oil. Is the isul from the vatim isul lekatchila or not? What is the machlekes? Some machlekes say, yeah. Some machlekes say, I'm not mevatel isul, I'm mevatel sakone. Is the isul from the vatim isul lekatchila? Is the Isur in the Vatim Sakona Lekatchila? Some of them say, no, the Zelbe Isur, the Bingayas and Gemaras, the Vatim Isur Lekatchila is the Vatim Sakona. The Maisel Ikara Aloche is you're allowed to Mevatel. You're allowed to add chicken till it be bottled by Roif. Now, let me get weiter. Someone in a mistake cooked chicken and fish together. And a mistake. It was a mistake. He cooked chicken and fish together. A little kid, he didn't know. The halacha is, the keli becomes asur. And you're not allowed to use this keli at all. What do you have to do to the keli? Hagole. To kasha the keli. A keli that was made, fish and chicken together, the keli becomes asur, and you have to make a hagolah on the keli. B'di'evet, b'shas hadchak, or if you have the moshul china things that you can kasher them, so you wait 24 hours and you use them. But this is only b'di'evet. It's only b'di'evet. Now, this is eating fish with chicken or with meat. Now, the shayla is, you're allowed to eat fish with milk or you're not allowed to eat fish with milk? So the minhag Ashkenazim, no one is machmir on it in the Ashkenazim. In the Ashkenazim, everyone eats fish, tuna. Fish is not only gefilte fish. Tuna for sandwich, all these achen, you eat it with milk together. I mean, the Ashkenazim are not makbid on it at all. Now, the Mogen Avraham brings down like this. Yesh noyagim, little yedeyem ben gvina ledogim. Some people are matpi to wash their hands in between fish and cheese. Ve'yotzolahem, they found a Bes Yosef in Yeredeya Simon Peizayin. Sakone lechol gvina ve'dogim. Sakone lechol gvina ve'dogim. It's dangerous to eat fish and meat together. Fish and cheese together. Zog de Mogen Avraham, ve'kvar kosa bedarke Moshe, shetou soferu. Was basar ve'dogim. Nish gvina ve'dogim. Was a mistake. The man has no idea to be machmir. The guy in the Mekor is a Bes Yosef. It's a Tov Sofer. Bes Yosef never meant to say that cheese and fish is dangerous. He meant meat and fish is dangerous. But the Prima Godin brings down, as in Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Mishpotim state, that it's dangerous to eat fish and milk together. The Pischit Shubez Messiah Yase Kol Echot Keminogoy. Lemaise. Again, a lot of the Rabbonim of the Sfardim are makpid. A lot of the Rabbonim of the Sfardim are makpid not to eat fish and milk together. Again, even the Sfardim that are makpid not to eat fish and meat together, mikom v'koim, with butter you're allowed to eat fish. Even the people that are makpid not to eat fish and meat together, with butter you're allowed to eat fish. Sekunta is aze. Nochabot. Me'ikar ha'aloche, we paskin that fish and meat together is a sakona, you're not allowed to eat it together, you're not allowed to cook it together, is also to eat it together. In between, l'shita sfardim, you have to wash your hands and your mouth. L'shita saramo, some Ashkenazim are machmir of the meichet, but the ikar shita is you have to have kinuach ve'adoche, is a achil and a shtiyah. Tzvishin, fish and milk, the Ashkenazim know it is machmir even to eat it together. The Sfardim, some of them have a minig, and the ones that have a minig say that they have to be machmir on the minig, and the ones that don't have a minig say they don't have to be machmir on the minig. Rambam Mada. Ich will noch eine Sache, bevor ich am Anfang der Rambam da. Stam, what the Meister said, the Minig is to eat gefilte fish, there's two reasons why Klai Yisrael eat gefilte fish. I heard some people are Meshanet, but why was the Minig of Klai Yisrael to eat gefilte fish? There's two reasons. One reason, and this is the main reason, Be'etzem, because fish has bones. And when you eat with bones in Shabbos, it's very close that you are come to do Avera fun Boira. The Mele, we don't want people to be Nichshal and Isur Boira. This is the reason we ate gefilte fish. And for this reason, Sinish beside are the people that serve under the fishes today. The people that serve the other fishes, they tiny. But the reason that people ate gefilte fish, partial people didn't have money. Maybe they wanted to make the fish more, they added things inside. But the ma'aseh, if you were good in the mekayis of the minig, was because we didn't want people to be nichshal and bayer. I didn't say it's also to eat under a fish. No. I beg, why is the minig? This is a different shayla if you're allowed to bayer, how you're allowed to bayer. I just want to messiah with the Rambam Chatz is very wichtig, so they get to unsere Parsha. But first I think, allemal, Chatz der Rambam, der Rambam nur der andere Pshat in der Parsha. Aber jetzt nege al Chure, zu jeder eine, zu verstehen Pshat in jeder Tfile, was ein Mensch darf in jeder Tag. Der Rambam Paskin also in Hilchit Shuve, in Perek Gimel Aloche Aleph, der Rambam Paskin, כל אדם יש לו זכויות ויש לו אבינס. מי שזכויותו ויסרס על אבינסו, צדיק. וכן המדינה. זוג דרמב"ם, אדם שאבינסו מרובים על זכויותו, מיד הוא מייס. A person that he has more זכויות for אבינס, מיד הוא מייס. He dies מיד. וכן המדינה, שאבינסו מרובים, מיד היא עבדס. A city that will be more avarious from schuyas in the city will חורב מיד. זוג דרמב"ם שנאמר, זעקה סדוים ואמוירו כי רבו היא. זעקה סדוים ואמוירו כי רבו היא. דרמב"ם לא זה נאי פשט. כי רבו היא doesn't mean כי רבו היא because it's a big צעוקו. No, Kirabohi means Zaka Sdoim Ve'amoyro Kirabohi was Reina Veiris. So the Rambam Paskin is a loche that if a city is Reina Veiris, he's Miyad Chareivo. Chapsak, Miyad Chareivo. Frek the Lecha Mishneh, how you could say it's Miyad Chareivo? Avraham Avinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he told him, Im yesh chamishim tzadikim, lo itaase b'shvil ha-chamishim? אם יש 45, לא יתעשה? אם יש 30, אם יש 20, ויאמר לא יעשה בעבור העשרות. הקדוש ברוך הוא said, for me, I would not kill it. And you telling me, do, כי רבי? אז איפה הייתי לך משנה? ועם תאמה ויש לימה מפני תפיע סברום היומויכל אף על פי שאין הדינקן מפני תפיע סברום היומויכל אף על פי שאין הדינקן קדוש ברוך הוא ממויכל אז תפיע סברום אז זה זוג דלך המשנה שחק צריך דקשת סמבות דלך המשנה המשנה אז דקשת רמבה פסקים כי רבו היא הקדוש ברוך אותו לברום הוא נעד דו את פתן המשנה this is for אברום You open the pasuk. What Avraham tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Cholila lecho. Hashoifet kol haoretz leyas emishpot. Lehomis rosh hakatzadik. Vehoyo rosh hakatzadik. Cholila lecho. Hashoifet kol haoretz leyas emishpot. Cholila lecho. Hashoifet kol haoretz leyas emishpot. Fashtemish. Da loche. Es ki rabbi. Tfilas Avraham. Hashem, please. Moichel dem. Hashem, please. Moichel dem. Aber Avraham nish gizok moichel dem. אברהם גזוק חולילה לכו השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפט לעם מזרושו כצדיק והוא לראשו כצדיק חולילה לכו השויפת כל האורץ לא יעשה משפט ועושה לפשט אין לכם משנה תתרץ אז פה ששתי דאגרסי יסייד אין לכם משנה שתי דאגרסי יסייד אין לכם משנה is a halacha that a city that is most chatoim miyad hi meisa. The city has to be chorev. Avraham Avinu came with a taine. Sido chamishim tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for chamishim tzadikim you're not doing it? The Torah says, if Avraham Avinu comes with a taine, the taine becomes a taine. The taine becomes a taine. I will explain. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. למה יאמרו מצרים לימר ברו אוי ציום להרוג אוי סום באורים ווסר זין חיל השם מצרים עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא נוס בפור מיישר רבינו that מצרים could say that what if מיישר עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא forgive them, forgive them he understands, we can't forgive כלל ישראל such a chet אבל השם ווסר זין מתחיל לשם יחוויס נה אז בעצם כלל ישראל have to be killed. If Moshe comes with a tainah, what's mitchil l'Hashem? Ve'artzach ha'tainah. Avraham Avinu says, cholim alecho ha'shevet kol ha'aretz lo'ya'aseh mishpat. It's like a lawyer. He tainahs it, it becomes a tainah. Bishvil tfilas Avraham, זה גדל ה'tainah. So before she shit in Mekubetzes and Bebekamed Afnun. The Gemara zogt that Chanina Chayfer Gumes, his daughter fell into the water. So they came to Rab Chanina Ben Doisa, he put down his head, Shor Rishonah, Shor Shniah, he said she came out. They asked him, V'chi Novi Ato? Omar Loi Novi Ani V'loi Ben Novi. Omarti, Dovo, Shenir also is a tzaddik, he's the one that digged all of these boiras that Klal Yisrael will have rain. Omarti Dovor she also is a tzaddik, he kosher beizaroi, siken izayim. I was sure she will go out. Nishkenovi. Zog the Gemara, afilu hochi, couple years later, Mesa bitoi batzoma, his daughter died from thirst. Frag Teisves, v'im toimar, dobo shoz eit tzadik, ki koshel beizaroi. So Teisves, lav mamish. Here he fell into the same bowl of the water. The same water can't kill him. Here the daughter, same daughter, lady, she died from thirsty. Right, it was like Zeya and his daughter. She has to die from water. But she fell into the bowl, the same water can't kill him. The water, this is mamish. That's the nishkan mamish. The shita mekubetza zokta teretz. V'yesh loimar, Rab Chanina was already nifter then. V'lehoyom misha yoimar tzadi goizor v'akodesh boruch hu mekayim. V'haynu omarti, omarti l'akodesh boruch hu. I will explain. Zot deshita mekubetzes anayi pshat. Rab Chanina was not here. So, zot deshita. The first time, Rab Chanina said, I'm not a novi. Omarti zot deshita mekubetzes pirush. אמרתי לקדוש ברוך הוא, I'm not sorry, אתה לא קדוש ברוך הוא, you can't kill her. You can't kill her. If I did it, צערי גוי זה הקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים. I'm not a novi, but I said, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you can't do it. And the second time was no one to say it, הקדוש ברוך הוא. So she was nifter. שתי דאגרי זה יסוד. Why I'm saying it? Some people, I'm speaking to myself now, I push every year when it comes back, I'm misoyer on this. Some people, they daven. Zchus Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, they go weiter. All the tefillahs, when it comes to Shema Keleinu or Atochon Antonu, they know to daven. All the other tefillahs, they feel, well, Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Hasidu Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, it will help anyway. So Nishtokim, Bezchus Avrom, it will not help anyway. What I'm doing here? Vurachum, Gantzen, Nuschoyes. If it helps, it helps. If it doesn't, it doesn't help. You find some words that you could feel epis to daven, you daven. Simishta zei. If you contact Kodesh Baruch and you say, Ich bin a Einikel von Avraham Avinu, I have to learn good. Kodesh Baruch will help you. Einikel von Avraham Avinu. If you didn't ask for it, you don't get it. If you contact Kodesh Baruch and you say, Kodesh Baruch, but I'm trying to learn, help me. Ah, you're trying to learn, I will help you. He knows you're trying. But if you didn't say it, Kodesh Baruch doesn't hear it. Loma yomru Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I can't. If you will not help me now, I will go off the derech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. But you have to say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see it. Every piece of tefillah, Avraham Avinu, the psak in Rambam, miyad charevo. And what Avraham Avinu, what words he could say? Cholila lecho, hashoifet kol haaretz v'yaaseh mishpat. Where's the mishpat? I'm trying so hard. I want to matzliach. Then you matzliach. Avadim, nish b'chutz b'klap b'shmayachas b'sholem. But a person has to know he's not davening. He's not davening. I asked someone came once, tell me all of his sorrows. I asked him, in the same nusach you spoke once to Hashem? I'm not managing, I'm trying here, it's not... You once spoke to Hashem like that? And we have to know, look from Avraham Avinu. It doesn't go at 50, he goes at 45. To matzah Znoim. This is the way to save Znoim, the Rishoyim. With Shvach HaTainis, that you can't pass in the Min Rambam even. With Shvach HaTainis, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to us? Why I'm saying it over? When we learn Parshas Bereishis, Alamo, Medafnem, and Epes Arois from Parsha. It's a whole Parsha Sdoim. The whole tefillah from Avraham Avinu is a Musar to us. Sdoim HaChatoim V'Reshoim. And Avraham would manage to change a psak with a Zabet and with a Zabakoshe. Who knows if once you would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minayinik Lefon Avraham, Avraham Yisalach Lefonecha V'Hayotomim, give me his chus. Packages of schusim will come down. Zogem Chanina, ich bin nicht kein Tzadik, ich bin nicht kein Novi. Aber amarti loy, I said it can be. I know she will live. I just came and I said, it can be. So admit it, for sure it can be. But you have to say it. Well, this guy's